meditation, what we had just recited in English.
Through these merits, may sentient beings attain the rank of all seeing, subdue the fall of thoughts, and be delivered from samsara's ocean, perturbed by the waves of aging, sickness, and death.
As I mentioned last time, before we start Dhammakara Sutra, Nipraja meditations, and the Heart Sutra here, first, you think you see, as I mentioned last time, then experience the suffering of the oceans of suffering, helplings, and oceans of suffering to hunger gods, oceans of suffering of the animals, oceans of suffering of human beings, oceans of suffering of Sura beings, Asura beings, numberless times from beginning of the Buddha. Is I experience went through, and then again, if I don't get to practice Dharma, didn't get to realize right view, then you see develop that, and didn't get it happen. Then again, I will have to experience it without end. Whole thing, the whole suffering without end. So, when somebody who has hard work, somebody who has a very hard physical work or hard mental work or some sicknesses, some very hard sicknesses, something that person not can't do many things, and you see for many years, so wonder why, you know, the person is fed up and I mean, with that life, whatever it is. But when you hear, when you even like someone at the beginning, but when you go through years, then it's, you just, after something got a fat up and you just wanted to, you want to do something else. And I mean, you see, you're so fat up and, you know, but, that is nothing. That's nothing. That's nothing. Like the atoms of this building, you know, the numberless atoms and the one atom of this building is almost even smaller than that. There's nothing. And how much hardships you have to bear to practice Dharma, to actualize paths. Like all those including Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, including Guru Chaitanya Buddha, founder of present Buddha Dharma, all those who achieved enlightenment, actualized their path to enlightenment. If you read the life story that they went through, so bear some hardships, and you know, some of the hardships. It's not that even without choice they have to, so many of them particularly choose their lives, hardship, to practice Dharma. They especially choose that life, hardship to practice Dharma. Great purification, negative karma collected. This is not this life. From beginning, less about. You see, you purify. You have to. It's like to grow the crops. Then you have to cut all the. You have to cultivate all that. That's nyumba. Plowed. So you see, like that. So, then you plant seeds and grow. So, I mean, with all the conditions that you have to get, the water and all that. So, same thing, you see, your mind, to grow the realization, see, through practice, then, you see, all the conditions come together. So you can't just do some mantras and then, you know, make some prayers and then it might happen. It's not like that. Of course, the mantra has a power. Yes, ultimately, you see, to achieve the whole path to enlightenment, the mantra has power. It's not meaningless. It's not just meaningless. You know, it's not just that thing. Make up your time. You have nothing to do and blah, 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 then to make your time sort of, so like the old man, after retired, you know, then you walk around your house. In other words, you have a Madama, you don't, no, you can say, oh, money, no way, very, very far, like the sky and the, you know, down below, I mean, no way. So you have to spend your time, you see, so you do something around the house, gardening, or you just, with absolute sight. So whatever, if it's not important, you do it. Now remake your time, to make your time life. I mean, so it's none of that. Mental health, because prayer, correct prayer, that's really, mental health does have a lot of power. Purification, cause medicine, plant seed, doing that, Ashlapati. There's a lot of power. So, of course, as everyone says, just that is not enough. You see, that we have received this most precious human birth, a perfect human birth, Kalavata, at freedom and richness. So, you see, can do not just on that, you can do so much. Very good. Once I open my mouth, it just goes on. I read that. I think it's a good point there. Jayan Kavi Shinyin. I haven't read the life story of this. I don't know. Jayan Great Lama, but I haven't read that. So, he said, Den Tanjur Milu Lekto Jing. Lam Lapsum Nenga Shitu Diri. Kongkun Jung Punso Majuna. Lachi Tangla Woyal Tok. So, this great teacher, the Great Lama mentioned that. Den Tanjur Milu Lekto Jing. So, this time, the Lama saying, received the body, qualified to add from transitioners. Tanjo, Milu elect, human body, elect of things, received well, elect of things. Lamblapsu Nanga Shiduti. So, this time, the importance of the three-eyed trainings. So during this time, if you don't eliminate the heaps of collections of the heaps of the all-rising, means the delusion karma, all the delusion and action karma. So if this time, the importance of the three-eyed trainings, Hachana, Murati, meditation, because insight, you see, with the wisdom. So, during this time, this time you know the importance of those three. So, if you don't destroy Matramnas, if you don't destroy the collections of the heaps of the kunjungs, all rising, the delusion karma. So you don't cease this time now, this life, this time, you don't do. Then, Lastiji Tanglu, Wajal Thor. Again, you will suffer. You'll face difficulties. It's not just difficulties of this life, it's not like that. But this incredible suffering. Again, it's danger. There's a doubt, again you will face great hardships. In the ground of the birth and death. So again you go through birth and death. Then all these things, the oceans of suffering of the sixth realm. You go through again, endless. Like beginners, like again endless. If you're not careful with this body that we have now, but perfect, most precious human body, perfect human body, what has been talking is that. So, if you're not careful, if you don't take care well, doesn't mean only exercise and eating the medicine, not just that. I'm not talking about that. Take care means his mind. Everything came from the mind. So if you're able to take care well the mind, then everything comes good. All the success comes. It depends on how you take care of your mind. How much success comes in your life up to enlightenment? Oh, this will have to take, how you take your mind. Ah, you have to know that. I'm not sure that that's the exercise. Oh, I'm 1 hour, oh, you run, jogging in the city, round the city. Oh, then the medicines or whatever is easy. I'm not talking that. Take care. Is I told you, no. In the past, taking care. When you practice Dharma, taking care of your life best. From non-Dharma, non-virtue, then virtue. When you practice virtue, Dharma, that's an unmistaken way of taking care of your life. That's the most important one. Just exercise medicine alone. No, that's why it can't solve the suffering. The root, especially the root. No way. Just alone. You can't enlighten by exercise, chikling, during the kaza. What do you call this? Gymnastic. Gymnastic and running around and taking medicine. That can't be enlightened. Can't be free from oceans of suffering of six realms. No way. You can't end that. No way. So when your mind is really, people call foreign boyfriend in the devotion, that's a pure mind and sing Buddha. Yes. That's the one. Taking care of your mind, as I mentioned in the past. And then your mind is the renunciation, detached mind to this life and the future samsara. So then that is a very good one to cause it to achieve liberation, so ultimate happiness. So forever. So your actions, better spirit mind, whatever you do, that going to cause that. That's the best. That's the with it taking care of life. So you can pray for samsara. This way, taking care of your life, or mind being renunciation, then you achieve liberation for samsara forever, not a few days or a few weeks, like you're going on vacation or holiday or not like that. So forever. This best way of taking your life. Then of course Bodhicitta, may your life, how many years you live, how many years, how many months, how many weeks, how many days you live, even 1 hour, your life so beneficial, sorry, I meant too much sound. He might get scared of what happened. Maybe he become crazy. So you see, every sentient being, even 1 hour you live with Bodhicitta, a lot of beneficial. Every single ant, numberless universe, every single ant, those numberless beings live in the ocean. Washington recently, watched after the news, I see the nature, the many sea animals, blah, blah, blah. All kinds. Like plant, like flower, then their own enemy, blah, 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 blah. Some look like rock, you know, some grown like that. But then when the fish come around, like that, you see there. I don't know then. So he opened the mouth and wow, so strong. Goes like that. Then even the dust comes out. He says, Papa, Papa, Kinalama, Jalama, Jalama, Jalama. Then it's all tiny. Once you can't see through me, except through machine, what else you can't see? Papa, Papa, Papa. In the end of the earth, on the ground, the bushes, Papa, Papa. So, and this is what we can see. He may be considered the numberless universe. Don't think of only this world, no. So, your life, even 1 hour you have with Buddha, everyone, nobody's left. No one tiny insect, one ant, one mosquito, one left. Everyone. Whatever you do, what is the mind, what is it? Beneficial to everybody, cause happiness, beneficial to everyone. So that's best way to think alive. And then, of course, then you see, we are with ignorance, eradicating, eliminating the ignorance, root of samsara, holding the eye and things, aggregates and the truly exists and what is not truly exists. existing from its own side, to believe was not. Reality is not. It only exists, mere name, mere label by mind, but had hallucination due to a past negative imprint left in the mind upon beginners, but on the mental condition. So then, you see, after your mind mere level, then Right after that second that appeared, I ended one of the phenomena, truly exists from its own sight, not only level, you don't see them. And then, because even the second of second, so you see, not aware. Even it's your creation, but you're not aware. So hallucination, everything yourself, your eye, and everything as well as, like Harshuddha, this is, you know, your body, mind, and then Kasvara, or some sound, some test, and the object of the, Kasvara, Sungma, the object is the mind. You know, a whole object, everything is truly existing from that side. But total hallucination. Total hallucination. That's the biggest hallucination. So it's Kasa, what is it? Yeah. With the Catholic mindfulness, awareness, the special realization. I action object, everything is Catholic. Looking at it. Not real. They do not exist from their own side. So what appears exists from the, including I, real I, everything real, all this, the hallucination, all this total hallucination, and so life is living the dream. Life is living the dream, it's a light dream, but it's living the dream, it can be said. In the hallucination, the light dream, illusion, there are many examples of that. So that is a, that's a huge shock not life. We know the meditation. Everybody ask emptiness. Take interest in. But you see, if you really know emptiness, if you meditate all that, it's huge shock. Like this. Then you see your life. Oh, then you realize what is your life. Who are you? You see, nothing. There's no real I. Only what is merely labeled by mind. It exists. It's not that there's no I, but it's like there's no I. It's not that there's no I at all. It's like there's no I. You understand? Write down that. Read down in diary book. So everything's like that. Not real, but do not exist. Not that, but it's like that. Understand? I shout. Read down for your meditation. Sometimes you only have big problem, fear. When you have fear, superstition, big problem. Then you meditate on this, and you understand? Then when you realize emptiness, not saying I've realized emptiness no way at all, but I'm saying I'm repeating the teachings that. You see, it's like that. When you realize something, like, doesn't exist. After you saw it, it's real. Sorry. As I said, I opened eyes, then goes on. So, sorry. Okay. What I was going to say was that must have been. So you see, as I mentioned before last time, you know, meditation, mindfulness, meditation, everyday life. Because besides bodhicitta, that's the emptiness, you know. Looking at everything, what appears to you, including your eye, and aggregates and the whole thing, performance, sound, smell, taste, everything you see, real. Recognize, or look at it, hallucination. Just recognizing the true existence, everything appearing, that is, just recognizing the self, mentation, hallucination, or everything's hallucination. You are living life in hallucination, doing business in hallucination, you know, everything. See, going to school, university, child and the old time. Anyway, but looking at that hallucination, recognize the hallucination, appearance of a true existence. Mm. So, instead of being real, after it appears, instead of being real, that just recognizing that, just recognizing that is something. You get the just mindfulness in that sort of meditation, hallucination. So just that, if you don't call it hallucination, but it's just recognize that it's hallucination. So anyway, mindfulness in that. While you are meditating or studying Dharma or while you are cooking, while you are sweeping, while you are writing, while you are talking, while you are meeting, while you are shopping, while you are traveling, while you are making pilgrimage, while you are at the beach or walking, swimming, whatever. So the mindfulness and that, then are things as I mentioned before. During the middle level action, walking, cleaning, writing, whatever you're doing, there is a middle level action. Then middle level object. So practice mindfulness in, in the reality like that, the reality. What it is. Oh, so now you're maintaining what it is on the nature, very natural. You are meditating. You are practice mindfulness. You understand? Otherwise, total hallucination. Or the life of two, so many hallucinations. One hallucination, another. Living life with that. And then, the cause of the worry, fear, attachment, anger, pride, some problems. So many lives are kind of swept in the, like mud. Singing the mantra, like problems. Oh, it's all created by the mind. So mind, superstition, wrong concept. So anyway, looking at everything, empty. What appeared real? So then looking at it empty. The reality, empty. Oh. Not living life on this knowledge, but going through that, going beyond that. Beyond it. Oh, that truth. You understand? Oh. So mindfulness, then you take care of your life, your mind. You see, your actions, body, spirit, mind, with that mindfulness, then become the cause of liberation from samsara. The cessation, that means cessation of kasuri, the suffering of relating human suffering, the cessation of the suffering of rebirth, cessation of the suffering of the old age, sickness and death, and the cessation of suffering with dissatisfaction, and the total cessation, the suffering, the meeting the undesirable object, and separating, not finding a desirable object. Even if you found, but what if you are separating from that or that? It's like the wife always fear to separate from the husband, or husband has always fear to separate from the wife. you know, all the time there's a cautious. I mean, the worry, fear, all that. So they think so many ways. Much separate from the husband or from the wife, or I mean, and then all friends and so all like that. Cause I've now forgot what I was going to say. Sudden forgot. Glory to God. Didn't special realize in the emptiness, ultimate reality, absolute truth, special realized. Living the life with this mind is in this understanding, mindfulness in this understanding, so the ultimate truth. Looking at everything empty. So you see, then you are whatever you do, even if you play football or whatever you do. So with that mind, then your action, the body, spirit, mind, will become the cause of a liberation from samsara. Of course, if you realize the emptiness, then, because even just now meditating, you know, karma rupture. So karma is the emptiness of the not only yourself, the whole phenomena. Things, I, action, object, all the phenomena exist because they're empty. Because they're empty, existing from its own side. They exist in mere name. So that's how they exist. Karma, then you see, first karma, the ultimate truth, the truth, you know, the way they exist. The rapture is the hallucination, all these real things, real eye, real aggregate, real form of sound, similar touch, retention, all there. Or real samsara, real nirvana, real enlightenment, real hell, all the things which do not exist. Real existing from the suicide. So this is a, so karma, rubber is that. So, let's see, what do I believe? What appearing, where, what is appearing, the way things appear to us now, like me, you see, and the way then we believe on that. So mental fabrication, or so believe in that. So wrong belief. The total ignorance that one. So total ignorance. It's even if we didn't realize emptiness, but maintain on now, like Kama Rabri, but we just have gone through it. So it helps. It will positive imprint the mind, positive imprint. Then it helps to realize emptiness to it, then to develop it, then directly see the emptiness, then it will cease the serial karma and delusion. cause of suffering. Then that's how you become free from suffering forever, all the sufferings. Not only sickness, death, sickness, not only rebirth, death, all that, not only that. Not only those sufferings, but the suffering will change, all the temporary sums of pleasure. That you cannot continue, that you cannot complete. And so we've been trying from beginning of samsara, still did not complete. We didn't get satisfaction. The suffering, second suffering, third suffering, pervasive compound of suffering. From where the two other sufferings is. So this ceases. So you become free. You become free forever. Now this meditating. You see, even you didn't realize, but meditating really supports the imprint, or the heart, or that. Then eventually free from samsara. Free from temporary samsara pleasure, then free from pervasive compound suffering, the third suffering. Then with wisdom realizing emptiness is the only one that directly sees describing thought of creation, nyandim, not that, but shidim. And it directly says only that, with the only wisdom. Right view the way, realize anything. So that's the only one directly says the subtle of creation, shidim, knowledge of creation. That's why I say, reciting the short, maintaining the short, the heart of the. So that's make preparation in your mind to continue. You have to understand. It's not just too much time, it's not just culture, none of that. Since now you have started, Mother Mika, I'm sure. Mother Mika, And then I'll finish the studying with very important teaching. The last chapter. Now you should know how important it is. So you see, if you practice Lamrim, then taking care of your life. If you not practice Lamrim is very far. Tibet or Africa or something, very far. Then you see, from beginning of this lifetime, from beginning of this life of suffering and samsara, then again without the end, all kinds of suffering. I just suffer. So that's the situation. So you see. But remembering that you just yourself first, past, and what happens if you don't practice Dhamma, you don't meet Dhamma, don't practice Dhamma, don't realize them, then suffer without end. Oceans of suffering, system, endlessly. Then. Numberless sentient beings in hell, hungry for the animal, he may be asura. Not this universe, numberless. So to free them from samsara, you see, you need to realize emptiness. You meditate, you need to practice lamrim. No other way. If you want to help others, how you going to help? To free, you have the need to free of samsara. Help the mind. So that's the real help. So you're studying Dharma here, purpose of studying ABC, studying Dharma here, all these incredible teachings. Oh, that is the way to not only help yourself, not only help yourself, but the numberless sentient beings studying, coming to meditate. Is then study, then you have realization of that, for the process. So that's, you see, the conclusion of Lamrim. Oh, that's the help to every sentient being. You are practicing Lamrim. You are, anyway, short. You are practicing Lamrim, reading Lamrim, book, text, maintain Lamrim. That is to help, that is to help every sentient beings. Every, no matter how far, another universe. So every sentient, every ant, every tiny fly, every can't see with the eyes, we can machine all that. That traveled everyone. I don't know that. So. You see, you can see taking care of your life. Every practice Lamrim is the best way of taking care of your life. Most important way to your life. And now you understand. Otherwise, you see, your life is all in hallucination. You see, we live our life believing, appearing, and believing the hallucination as truth. And then the truth we don't know. Truth is like doesn't exist for our mind. Truth is like doesn't exist. As a mere level, I never think. Suppose the first time I say, you are angry, when you are angry, this mind, this I which get angry. So if you think it, this I, where does I existing? It's a mere level. In mere name, mere level of our mind. So when you concentrate on that, anger disappeared. You see? Now, culturally, how the eyes are dependent rising, so that makes it to see it's the empty. So, that is the antidote to all the delusion, to all the delusion. See? So, usually, for attachment, you look at the object of suffering or you look at the mistake, because the truth came as object. Then attachment, you have to be able to stop. The avert, you know, stopped. Is delusion has a kind of routine. But now, the mental dependence. Things existing in my name and seeing it is empty order, or this antidote to all the delusion. You understand? Well, like that. So, it was, for example, when you're angry, well, then you say, I was angry. The existing my name. So you went to that. Just think that. The anger went to, there's no reason to get angry. There's no anger. Anger is eliminated. So like that is, for example, I'm giving an example. So what I'm saying? Of course, this is without dragon tongues. Keeping the mind in the category, in the pure appearance and pure concept. That's tantra. Mm. sort of visualizing the ordinary death and the ordinary intemerate rebirth in the the Kazari transform into the three kayas. Visualizing then the Kazari plant seed in the Kazari becomes a Kazari to actualize pastime Kazari my preparation develop the capacity to do pastime dharma kaya samudhikaya nemanakaya and then plant the seed of the result of the seed of the result of three kayas. So that Yeah, so the Kachare, how to take a life tantra. That is the after taking high tantra initiation, the satana is involved in that. Meditation satana, doing satana. How to take a life. Now you understand how important it is, the quick path to enlightenment. To achieve enlightenment in all our time. And not only that, Ma Hai Tantra, so Ma Anuttara, achieve enlightenment in brief lifetime of distant time, some quickest time. So that's how rich, how incredible a technique it is. So, Buddha Bhajatara, guru here. Abhadra, here, Kishini, then you see, all they teach. How fortunate, again. We don't know how most fortunate you are who have been studying, most fortunate, and also sent the kindness of Guru Mother. I think now we have done Harsudra already. Okay. One hour? It's 1 hour? Huh? What? 1 hour's finished? So, kasare, so those we know who have much dharma and no teachings, haven't had much dharma. So you know, so who haven't heard or haven't heard much, didn't hear much dharma, so don't know much. So just for you to get some idea. Yeah. I mean, I mentioned already, but now to make even talking this way is even more clear. So then, oh, then sorry. One thing is, So, everything is created by the mind. Temporary, you see, your samsara, temporary your mind. Your enlightenment, temporary your mind. Your hell, temporary your mind. Your samsara, temporary your mind. Your nirvana, temporary your mind. So every day, problem, temporary your mind. Happiness, temporary your mind. Oh, that's how I introduce. so that's the basic Buddhism. Basic, everything came from your mind. As I mentioned to you, that came from your mind. All that. Your world came from your mind. So you say, your world came from your mind. So you see, I say, well, your world. I think I mentioned also last time here, I think. I went for a long walk. Oh, one day. I'm so good every day, but to the Manga Raja, then Sierra, yes, we went a long walk one day, and from the Washington Ridge House, from there to the main road. so then I went to the monks to maintain one in permanence, and I'm not going to talk much about the text. When you go down, then when you go up, then everything's how things exist in mere name, mere level of our mind. Looking at it, all the real things appearing, hallucination, I think maybe also that. Without awareness, then it seems the Washington, the rich place. me always believed that. But you see, when wisdom minted on that coming up, then you see, kind of go to idea of it's not there. It's not there. So all of us working up with him. But of course, so lazy, so continue that meditation. You see, things is mere name, or you see, looking at hallucination, there is hallucination, but it's not done, so then you see, there's a continual effect, you see. So, so that means the same thing, the world, whole world. Same thing, we think real, whoa, mala this, mala that, whoa, happy, you know, you. So much, but really, even though it's the same thing, the whole world, you see, you can see, it's not there. You know, so what is that? It's only mere name, existing in mere name. So I, what exists? There's I. So I create suffering, I create cause of suffering, I create cause of happiness. You can get enlightenment, you can get born in hell. You know, you can nirvana, samsara, you know, upper realm, lower realm. So, yeah, it exists. But, how do you exist? What it is? So subtle. Unbelievable subtle. Unbelievable, most unbelievable subtle. Yes, it exists. It functions in my name. Experience the result in my name. Happiness, suffering in my name. Everything happens in my name. You experience the hell in my name. You experience the enlightenment in my name. Everything. But what is the eyes? So subtle. Sorry for shouting. So that Buddha has already enlightened numberless symptoms, liberated from samsara by revealing that the vendor rights. And now, in the future, I also told yesterday, as well as the Nagarjuna, as well as in the Lama Chapa I mentioned, as we did use dedication. Or the Lama Tsongkhapa is because you have just finished studying Great Lang Tong. Now you understand that. This is the expanse there. So, as I told you, we are more fortunate because we study word by word. You know? I didn't study. Receive teaching? Yes. Like Renpo. Receive teaching like Renpo. But I'm so lazy. I'm the laziest one in the world. Who is the most lazy person? If he's on his ass, then I have to stand up. So anyway, all I tell you though, that is the ascension said to the mantra on the mother make the rangjiva over. So Tantra and Kasu Rangjiva and Tanjiva was all emptiness, but different. You see, but emptiness, not the same. They say the emptiness, Savatantra, non person care or the emptiness. The demand rising, not the subtle demand rising. Wow, yes. So many, I think the many meditators, I think But I think it gets lost in this point, in regards to the explanation of the existence. You see? Explain the emptiness, but then regards to existence, get lost. Can't figure it out, or something like that. Anyway, this, so therefore, you know, the, yeah, so learning, but, yeah, after Shakyamuni Buddha, then Nagarjuna, so what's that? Yeah, Ramatana will explain to this, is clarified in the, for example, even Sangpong, the Lamritya Mode. So, unbelievable, fortunate to study, to listen. Oh, then, that. So subtle, unbelievable. So, therefore, then, many learned ones and mentors easy to have slipped out in the nihilism or eternalism or slipped out in nihilism. So subtle the existence of that. So what are you going to say? So like this, culture. Yeah, that's it just give you one idea. So what those beginners might be useful for them. So they, I often this introduce this way. So culture. So quotation Dhammapada I mentioned yesterday. So Kathore. So just a simple way to understand that. When we learn alphabet at the very beginning, you see, teacher or somebody wrote A, B, C, D on the blackboard. You see, but I haven't taught yet. So at that time, what you see is a line, you see lines, I mean, you see the lines there, but you have no, you don't have an appearance, you don't have appearance, this is A, you know, you don't have appearance, this is A. You have appearance of A, but not this is A. You don't have that. You have to understand the points. You have appearance of A, but you don't have appearance. This is A. just line like this. Appearance, you see. So you don't have appearance of A. Well, to have the appearance, A, then before that, Kasure, your mind have to label that is A. Before that, your mind appearing the A depends on your mind labeling A.
that.
So in order to level your mind, in order to level A, then somebody has to teach you. Somebody has to teach you, introduce you. This A. Oh. Like that, you see? So it needs all these things. In order to appear that this A for you. So it depends, before that your mind level A, then need somebody to introduce you. So I'm talking at the very beginning, your childhood time. So, okay, so then somebody teach you this A. So then you believe in that. Somebody teach you A, then you believe in that. Then your mind, you believe in that, your mind, then level A. Then after that second, you see, you amount to level A with the beliefs, you see. Then after that second, then that's appearance, A. Then it's appearance, A. Then you see third second you see A. So the whole evolution like this. That you see. So therefore now you can see A come from your mind. So you see your mind by leveling somebody to do that, your mind is leveling. Then the appearance happens. Then you see. So the whole thing came from your mind. That's one way. That's the basic way. That's the basic evolution, how things created by your mind. So that's the example. So same thing, the eye came from your mind. Exactly same like that. So there's the real eye, real A appearing. Then you see real A. You see? So same thing, real eye appearing, then you see real eye. So before that, your mind has to label I. For your mind to label I, you need the base, aggregates. So dependent aggregates, your mind merely imputed I. Your mind merely imputed I. So then, second of that, the first second merely labeled, then second, then appears, you see, it should appear merely labeled by mind. The eye should appear to you merely labeled by mind, but that's the reality, but it doesn't happen. So because the negative imprint you left on the mental quality from beginner's report, you see, by the ignorance. So it projected, decorated, you see, true existence. It decorated the middle level eye, but you see, the second thing. These negative imprint decorated true existence, real. I mean, real, the I. They meant the real. The real I appearing, then you see wrong, then you see I wrong way, false. You see, then you believe third second, then you you please see the real, you see real eye. So like that, same thing with aggregate. Like that, same thing with the form, sound, smell, taste, tangible object. Object of the mind, the sixth consciousness, the whole thing, enlightenment, hell, samsara, nirvana, the whole thing, what for you, hallucination. Like the I, like the example, I like the A. It's a real A, you see, came by your mind, created by your mind. So real I, this is the, show the truth. It's a basic Buddhism, one of the basic Buddhism, other than Bodhicitta, one of the basic teaching Buddhism. Most important. Wake up! We have to wake up these lives. You understand? We have to wake up from sleep, ignorance sleep. So you see now, A is a merely labeled by your mind, by seeing that figure. Okay. So then second, then A appeared, but didn't appear merely labeled, appeared real. Oh, that's the hallucination. Decorated by negative imprint, collected on the mental continuum by ignorance, left there, so then decorated. It's a mere label A, but you see, what here mere label, then you see, decorated, projected, real. But then you see, then third second, real A. So the true hallucination is not there. What is there? I'm not saying there's not A there. What is there? It's mere level A. Mere level A. So mere level I. Same. So like that whole phenomena exists in my name. It's unbelievable subtle phenomena. What it is. Now you see, you relate to this enemy, friend, stranger. You use this logic, evolution, this logic. This is not blind faith, it's logic. So you use this enemy, friend, every day you have discrimination, blah, 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 the anger, the attachment, blah, 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 blah. So now you use. You see now. What is it? Completely created by your mind. In France. your mind is imputed. The next imprint collected on the content, then decorated imprint, decorated, project, real. You know, sort of real friend, real. That's then appear, then you see. That's a troll hallucination, a dream, a troll hallucination. Angry, whole life, the angry, harm, the harm destroyed, then the attachment, like that, whole life busy with that. So the karma, So now you see that's completely the hallucination, that's the enemy friends that are completely bad, created by your mind. Or something, the real object to be attached to, something, the real object to be angry ham. So the whole life busy with that. No meaning. What's the life then? So you see, then we have to develop compassion. So you see, sentient beings living life in the discrimination, anger, friend, and rest, with the attachment, and because discrimination, the fire, and so on, all life. They make war in the world. You know, a civil war, the country, the family, then society, even the war in the world. So so you have to know your life. Now, this is learning about your life, truth, toward the truth of your life. You understand? Buddhism is like this. This is the way someone often says, Buddhism goes with the science. That's like that. Yeah, in the world, then thousands of religions, but what goes with the science? Buddhism. Now you can see, it's not blind faith, it's logic. Buddhism is not just one praying. No, Buddhism is not just incense, you know, like this. You go in the temple and sorry. Okay. So the Katsure. Katsure. So how everything came from your mind, you see. Now that's so important meditation. Very important meditation. Solved all so much problem in the life. When you think that, when you when you live the life with a mindfulness. For example, not only here, when you go to like as I mentioned, go back to home. So home is even just example. You see, you go with the mindfulness, how everything came from you, form sound, smell, taste, everything, how everything came from your mind. All this appearance, your mind created. You see, with that awareness, you go to home. I mean, the same thing, you go for shopping, you go for sightseeing, go in the market with that meditation, go in the market, supermarket or Katsuri department store or whatever to say, pilgrimage or whatever, you know, on the beach or wherever you go. So you go with that meditation of mindfulness, how everything came from your mind, form sound, similar. Everything what you look at, it came from your mind. What you hear, everything. So Katsuri, your mind, you know, at the beginning mind, me labeling on the basis. With this base, so then you see the appearance and the real appearance of form, sound, some of this. So you go, with the mindfulness, you go with this meditation. So it's rich. I mean, this is the basic Buddhism. So you see, conclusion is there's nothing to be attached to so much, there's clinging so much, there's nothing to be angry so much. You see? Even ignorance, you see, holding true religion. There's no true religion there. So, I mean, you see, so it's fantastic. So, no basis for that. No anger, no basis for attachment, anger, all the ignorance, you see. The same thing without religion. So, mind is a great peace. I mean, right now, you see, when you do that, great peace. No, water, your mind is not like that. With all the superstition, the attachment, anger, none of that. Peace. You see? So even if it be true, so then of course, as I mentioned before, in plant seed, make preparation to realize emptiness and to get nirvana, liberation from samsara, then to get liberation, the enlightenment. So, okay, so that's a very important introduction to Buddhism. Okay? It's getting late then. So then now, so the very important, the Kasari meditation, very important impermanence in that subject, impermanence. So by remembering impermanence, at the beginning, why is so important meditation? This so important meditation. So at the beginning, you see, it pursued the mind to enter Dhamma, to enter in Dhamma. To continue Dhamma practice, to enter in path, to continue the actualized path, you see. Then, complete path to achieve enlightenment. So by remembering impermanence, in the Dhamma, intent path, continual path, complete path, enlightenment. Oh, you see. So there's six. Benefits, I think, in the Lamrim. Six benefits. There's so that importance. Don't think this beginner, this meditation impermanence. I'm advanced much more of this for beginners. So. Like ABCD. So no, shouldn't think like that. Okay, now casually. Missed out one text, one page. Some advice for that. Many times happens when I need, don't find. So I think maybe I didn't do well in the past, you see. When somebody needs something, then didn't help or did, didn't get help or available or something. So maybe the karma. So when you don't need, then you see. In the time. Okay, all right. So that may also might be our karma. Okay, that's quick. In the Kazore, soul in the Do Nyangde, Sutra of Liberation, it says. It is the room of that recipient. I did a couple more for the monk plans I did. That was, I was able to finish. The other one, the Buddha Savasita Gava, there's one text. That's one I did a long time ago. But I don't remember Golden Light Sutra, the elaborate middle short from in the Kanjura. But I did finish end up in, I don't remember. So anyway, from Sutra of Soul is that Dushi Tamjigin Nangni Medabada Medabada Chivi Dushi Choins. So among Khaza, among Khaza, do she like recognition malve? Ah, discrimination malve. Recognition skaya. Recognize this and that. Among the recognition. I don't know, cognition, and the recognition, so, not in the English. Among all the, what my own translation, among all the recognition, it's very important to listen. Sorry. Best recognition. Impermanence and causality. Recognition of impermanence and death. So usually in the world there are people who don't want to hear death. Even other people in the cemetery who are dead, you know, the body is dead, mind is not there. So person is not there. And then they say, they don't want to say dead. Oh, person sleep. Somebody is asleep. Ridiculous. Anyway, that is what I said in the Sutra of Soul is dead. Katori. It is said I could not find the page here. I don't know. Making of, making offering, I now forgot, making offering, I don't know, it's a holy beings, a group of holy beings, the name is forgot. Group of Bodhisattva or some group of holy beings, but I don't know. not Arhat, I think, the Bodhisattvas, but the name of God. Making as the excellence offering, food offering. That and the remembering death, remembering the impermanent death is more important than there's a good name, sorry, the group of holy beings making offering, food offering, excellence offering. Because offering also you could collect excellence merit, but doesn't necessarily make to realize and right now the impermanent death. I mean to recognize them, to realize, you see, then you practice Dharma. Then because of that, then you practice Dharma. Then you may preparation for death. You may practice Dharma to it, happiness future. You practice Dharma to it, ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara. You practice Dharma to it, enlightenment or something. So, see, then everything happens. But you see, if you don't think death, you can make a sense of offering food, yes, but quite lots of merit, but the immediate benefit, you see, that doesn't happen. So when I saw the teaching, I recognized how important it is. Then usually people make offerings, you see, the group or some holy people. So you see, of course, the origin, but you see, in the but if you remember impermanent death, makes the practice of all the Dharma, that you get you all the happiness of the enlightenment. So, so it says it here, among all the sutra teachings, meditating on the impermanence and renouncing this life means that you have to understand. Run away, because with bare body, without clothing, you know, just run away with bare body on the mountain, on the ocean, at the beach. And many people go bare body at the beach. The attachment. All the problems, the root of tree, from few roots and then the hundred and then the thousand. So problems starts from the attachment. It's like, fear, then more problems, then all the problems. So if you renounce the attachment, peace. So much peace in the mind. So there's a basic thing, what power. Those who practice, those who are living life in the cave or wild place. I mean, just have caves or salted place, blah, blah, blah. So much peace in the mind, all the life. Start like that. That's the beginning, very beginning. This is Lam Tam Jing Cho. Then this is said here. This is the commentary by Debji Trichi Rinpoche, my guru. Debji Trichi Rinpoche, he's on his true initiation, I mentioned today. So his guru, his root guru, Rumbu Sangchi, who is a monastery behind the Mount Everest. So his commentary. So, if you think the impairment that you become brave, weak, No, brevity. You're able to abandon the, all the grasping mind. So much grasping mind is the worldly pleasure. I mean, this life, you see. The worldly pleasure, it's okay. Yeah. See, then you want to then, so you become a hero, you become very, able to bend easily. You see, too much grasping, the old plateau, you see, you become healthy, very strong. But then you remember that. Nyamdhatam the teacher, and then this is persuading. This remember impairment that pursue the mind. To get. One or the lamrim, the Gajapata of lower heaven, Gajapata of middle heaven, Gajapata of high heaven. So, you see, so then the Tantra. So, you see, the impairment that, the recognition impairment that, all the, it makes to achieve all the realization. Yamdhatam, the teacher to do it, Kulmas. So, all the realizations. You see, they spontaneously itchy, one after another. Oh, the recognition remember that, you see. Oh, remember that. Oh, yamdhatam, kurma. Chotamji is shiden. So, this recognized impairment that is the basis of all the Dharma. Chotamji shiden. So, to all the subject of Dharma, the actualizing part I mentioned there before, the basis of all the Dharma, okay? The knowledge, learning Dharma, so the basis of everything, this recognition of impermanence. Yunjian Tamjik Zawa. So, root of all the qualities, realization, all the qualities, all the infinite qualities of what Buddha has, Buddha's holy body, holy speech, holy mind has, all that came from the recognition impairment that. You understand? Oh, how to get there? How to, it's all that. The root of all quality is utmost need, the one Dharma utmost need, the recognition impairment that. You understand? Then Kasur, Kasur. This may be a little bit different from the Lamrim outlines, but anyway, first, there are different ways of maintaining impermanence. Then, so the basic thing is the three root, zavasum, three root, and nine reasons, and three determinants, three decision, three decision, decide is a decision. So the first three root, definitely going to die. except you are crazy, or as a children's mother, and but generally people think he was going to die. The baby would die in the world. So you see, the children are going to die, and the one will die, because not definite, not uncertainty, not definite. One will die. So and the one when the death happens, nothing else benefits except all the holy dharma. Lama, you see, Lama is far away from Delhi in the village with the before going to America for operation there. So it oxygen all day long night. Mama makes arrangements, and so he didn't want there's a not very close relative, but far relative. She died a long time ago. So she has a Chinese man from Shanghai, a husband. They have Chinese restaurant. So Chinese restaurant means, especially sea animal. But you know, there one person eat sea animals, so many in the plate. It's one person. So much you need a day, see. So it's like that. So three restaurant. The one we often go to is Ginza restaurant. There's the Indian restaurant, and next to that is the day restaurant. So because I try to be vegetarian, so my food get the next from Indian restaurant, next one. York restaurant called. So then one Chinese friend, she took one time as it's more Chinese style kind of like the mainland China. Lama didn't want to see her because. Lama passed away in America, but she didn't want her to come because you see she will cry and then it's no good. She will cry and then so Lama didn't want then she can help what she can do. So Lama didn't want, so didn't want to see her. So you see that. So that means there's nothing she can do, instead of help, it might be, Lama is a Buddha, so they my teacher, so they cannot be disturbed, but they can be disturbed in our ordinary view, but not reality. So Lama didn't want to see her. So that is an important practice. Yeah. So we many times people in the world think, lifetime you don't see, you don't have anger or whatever, each other. But you see, the dying person dying, especially the when the person dies, you come. Then. But you see, the person who's dying, maybe get angry, or maybe too attached. When you're about to die, then when you die with the mind, it's always attached. Or you might die with anger, or the problem, you see. So that's not a solution. It can be possible, that by seeing, no attachment, it's okay. Some possible, but most at the anger, at the attachment, then makes the death so difficult. But all the people don't know. So you are not the person who is dying. So you don't have the mind. Yeah. So that is the. So much of these things is disturbing. To die the person with stomach attachment craving, then it gets, it makes it reborn in hell, reborn in the lower realm. So doesn't make the mind free. If it helps to make the mind free from anger, ignorance, attachment, then it's good come. So that says. Okay. Okay. Just. So the second, as he, nothing definite, when death happened. So there's reasons body has no essence, you know. Yes, the body is like machine. You see, the whole thing is like machine. It can be stopped at any time. You know, the fault of function. You know, all these things, brain, all that. You know, it's like mission. You can never tell when it stop. When, you see, recently I heard somebody, but now I've forgotten. So, old person drink something, then something in the kitchen, I think. In the kitchen or something. I forgot all the person, so. Walk in the kitchen, something, and then suddenly death happened. I've forgotten that. So then, the Pandey, you see, that who lead prayers, long life puja to his Dalam in the early temple, so it started Nalanda. So his parents, his mother, they were talking in the house, you know, with husband, and they were talking in the house, just nothing. Then husband turned his head to this, then the wife, his mother, then died. Just his was standing in the dead. So what? So the many, like this, many people, memory is not clear, so that many happen. And then no essence of body can have any time. You see? You can't tell, you can't sign, no. Energy, you have a clear ones. We have no no omniscience cannot tell. No clear ones. But if you have a definite clear clairvoyance, maybe you can predict it. Okay. So many conditions for death. So three reasons. especially now cancer, the heart attack, I don't know, the diabetes, which I have, 20 years? How many years ago? 20? Huh? 20 years, yeah. So, Kasore, but that brings me another disease, so that's one thing. Yeah, then very easy to have death, and because it brings also another disease. You know. So that three reasons like that. And then third, nothing benefited at the time to the extraordinary dharma, no religious, no nishiji, remember, no religious benefit at that time. As I mentioned to Holy Lama's story, even though everybody in the world, everybody is your father, mother, everybody is your sister, I mean, brother, everybody in the world, you see, can't help. You understand? When you die, can't benefit. Can't protect. Then, food, wealth, money, nothing can benefit at the time. Even your body cannot benefit. So, totally, three, then nine. So, now the three decisions. Definitely going to die, so the most dharma! Must do Dharma practice, holy Dharma, that which can definitely benefit at that time. So, you see, one definition Dharma, whether it's Dharma or not, what are you doing? If it benefits at that time, if it benefits next life, then it's Dharma. If it doesn't benefit in this life, it is not Dharma. That's one definition. So you can think of what you're saying. If it benefits in next life, it's Dharma. But usually, of course, if it's an antidote to delusion, then Dharma. If it's not antidote to three-person mind, this is Dharma. So another one is that if it benefits you to your future life, bring happiness, then Dharma. But if it doesn't bring happiness in future life, it's not Dharma. So that you have to understand. So must practice the holy Dharma in this life. And then, because when death will happen, uncertainty, then must practice Dharma now. Right now, practice Dharma. Because when the death will happen, not sure, so uncertain, whether it will happen this year, this month, this week, tomorrow, today, not sure. They must practice Dharma right away. Then at that time, besides Dharma, nothing can benefit you. Relatives, enjoyments in your body. Without letting yourself into the control of those, into the influence, or into the being attached to those, let's say, being attached to those relatives and enjoyments, your own body. Without that, only practice Dharma. Only practice, think only Dharma, practice only Dharma. Or that the three decisions, three important decisions. Then Padmasambhava mentioned, okay, now let's talk. Padmasambhava mentioned, Chitinawa, Tange, Milamda, Deyanlanta, Jimega Danda, Tamechawa, Chi Nyamada. So the appearance of this life is like the last time dream. Appearance is the last night dream. It's like last night dream. Exactly the same. This is what happens when you die. I was born a human being, but now it's gone. You see? Just lightning. Just like lightning. You had a house, you had a family, all that. Yeah, but it's gone. So it's like lightning. Oh, Chetanawa. Dange Melam does, like the last dream. The only one, Jimenga does, the ends, desire, enjoyment, you see. Those things. Light, kasa. Celebrate the party, like the party of illusion, desire, enjoyments are like party of illusion. You see, everything looks real, but not there. Not there. So, whatever it's in part is everything real to you, to your senses, but it's not there. No, it's real, it's not there. Oh, the desire enjoyment, they are not what you mean, God and that, is like the part, is like the gotten, enjoying party, got an Indian party of illusion. Nothing real. As I mentioned before, I talked about, nothing real. Then during all this tamechava, meaningless activities is like the wrinkles of the water in the lake. You see, many wrinkles come at the end. Many wrinkles, one after another one, no finishing. You see? So all the time like this. So the meaningless work also of this life, with the attachment, this life, not works for others in the world, not works to benefit others in the world, not Dharma practice. Benefit your future life, or especially works for others in the benefit, not that. The meaningless works of attachment, of injustice life, tamechava. So, which all become negative karma because of the motivation, attachment, negative mind. So, you see, meaningless activity is like the wrinkles of the water. This is what Padmasambhava said. Then Padmasambhava said, Mayam pala chita dvijisin tanda nidu dushi tingriwa. So, there's a 100 advice to Tingriwa in Tibet. It's near Nepal. There you go 1 or 2 days, then you reach. Kasade. Mayangpa. Mari, Kasade. Mayangpa, Mari. Yingwe Pala, Chita Duyi. So your life is a Anyway, Father, start to get so your life's always distracted, you know, the attachment to this life, and the attachment to this life. You see, doing, you know, one after another, one of the relatives in law, so was distracted. You see, not Dharma, no, what's something, no, not Dharma. No. So, just the life, that, the wrinkles of the water. The, so, mind is always distracted. Chidak, even palas. So, always distracted. So, then in the middle, suddenly, possessed by the Mara of Lord of Death, then death happened. Then suddenly, in the middle, all your distracted on distracted day by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, you go, like that. You see, suddenly, then one day, suddenly death came. She thought we just possessed by the Mara of Lord of Death. Tanda need to do Shitinriwa. They practice Dharma right way. Tingriwa, he, Padama Sanji, he had a little bit of time. So advice to the Tingriwa. Then also said, then everything that you belong to, Dopatam, the pony, Doe, Jijang, Charme, Kanga, Semekot. Everything that belongs to you, and then you have to leave. You have to go alone. You have to go alone by leaving everything. As a, along with it, only the kind, like the you only pull the butter from the butter, you know. When you pull the hair from the butter, only the hair comes, no butter. So only your conscience goes to the next level. So everything what you belong to, $1 billion, $1 trillion, whatever, then, you know how many properties, everything belongs to you. Then at that time, leave to leave. You have to leave everything, and only conscience have to go. So nothing, teaching talents, nothing helped you. Therefore, then do not have attachment. To solve the problem is to not have attachment. So at that time, no worry, no mind so happy. So to not have an attachment. To not have attachment at all, free, you make your mind so free. To do that, then even right now, you have trained the mind to free from attachment to the things. Oh, so that whenever the death happens, your mind is so free. So no fear, no worry. So then the Kamapa Ravita just said, second or third, I'm not sure. Tuchitage Jabu Chundana, Sem de Moshi Yunga Kamanta. Tsitima Kandu Dolmebe, Titanda Samla Chimstong. Tuchitage Jabu Chundana, when the king of the Lord of Death comes, when the king of the Lord of Death comes, same emotion come on us. It's difficult for the mind to be happy. You know, when the death comes, it's difficult to the mind to be happy. You have no idea in the future life where you go, where you reincarnate. You have no idea. Therefore, think well now. Think it details. Therefore, think it details now. So that means Prakritama. They, you know, give up the attachment. You know, you make your mind free from attachment. You see, happy, free from attachment. Or then you say, Prakritama. Then you got Lama Tonga. Yes, it's a catch thing. It's a bit. The Lama, this is my Bodhisattva Tongma Sangbo. I think. Do you damn it? You don't wish. So, you have no enemy for you to subdue, for you to harm, for you to harm. You have no enemy to harm. Ninju Chongme, there's no relative, friends to develop, you know, the attachment, you see, discriminate or anger attachment. So, because you, by remembering death, you pacify the discriminatory anger attachment, so you have no inner friend. There's no leader for you, where you rely on. So, there's no leader where you rely on. Then, servants, you have no servants who rely on you. You have no servants who rely on you. If you don't subdue your mind in the isolated place, then what else you have to do? Maniwa means, what else you have to do? So there's nothing else to do. Except the Tripura Dharma. So this is, you see, now people in the world who have billion, zillion, trillion dollars, unbelievable world, I mean, whatever you can get in the world for your happiness, you can get, you see, they try to get. So, you see, those people, even those people, you see, schooler life, so they, non-believer, even they, you see, my idea is they do not suffer at shock, unbelievable shock at the death time, for the family, for the person who died. Or then you see, if you think you are dead, you see, Katsure, if you think you are dead, death is going to happen any time. So you see, if you train mind in that, so you know that you have to leave everything, and they have to, everything, your relatives, family, possessions, and your body. You see, left you, you lived in. So you see, in the time. So if you know that, so when the death happens, then there's not much fear. There's no big shock. You see, fear. So much, you see. Much easier. So much easier. Less fear, less shock. So much easier. Because you haven't, mind have been thinking. So you see, much easier. I mean, the first thing, that helps very much, you see. So that's it's a mind training. Mind training, even spiritual life. I mean, people believe in one life, you see. Just that. Then no big shock at the time of death, you see. You have more happiness. So, casually, then of course, other one is, of course, next life then. I mean, there's only two, there's no third, is it? The lower realm or upper realm. So, lower realm is from non-virtue, upper realm is from virtue. So, that's another huge, not just one life, but future life is on. So, Oh, that is dependent on karma. So which karma you get more, I mean, stronger at the time of death. But so that's because of course they don't believe reincarnation karma. So, but at least you see, have to die any time. So if you train the mind like that, normally if you know, think of that. You see, and then you know that everything has to leave. You have to leave them. So you see that there's awareness. So the death, the actual death comes. Then there's that much fear, worry. Mind is more peace. But this is, of course, the the next life. The next thing is not a big subject. Some people who don't intellectually believe on one life, intellectually, you see. But then you see, they feel naturally from the heart, they feel fear. After this, there's going to be suffering, unbelievable suffering. They feel in the heart, even though intellectually, one life. You know, but they feel naturally from the heart, from where attachment comes, from where compassion comes, you know, renunciation comes. Is it the same suffering, fear, something very heavy that's going to happen is to you. So that happens. Is that even though intellectually you believe only one life? Oh, you see? Okay, so there was there's more things, but my page is missing. So you see, even you are expert in Dharma, you know these five great teachers, you know the Panavatika, Madhyamika, Vasamangala. Tamakosha, Binaya, all that. And they won't stop tantras. Even you are expert, you know, can explain by heart everything. You see. But if you don't think your impairment is dead, then Dharma practice never happens. You know Lord, but practice never happens. Then doesn't get subject to your mind. Doesn't get subject to your delusion, ignorance, anger, attachment. So your selfish mind doesn't get set to, doesn't get good shape, you know? Chit, doesn't get chit. Then Dharma practice doesn't happen, even your expert Dharma subject. Then at the daytime, difficult. There's a Kaswari, Dhammasala, there's one Geshe, the expert in Dharma. Given to Gomang, Gibran is an expert in Dharma philosophy. But he's dying down below the Hisun Dalai Lama's old palace. So he was shouting, you know, he was dying and she was shouting. So much. Then Gen Champa Ongtu, he lives down below, the lingering but the past life, a house down below. One rock, then earth dig, he did 7 years. And then Akasura, that's for common view, you see, Ichibu Shine. So his clairvoyance can see that what's happening, the problem. So he went to see, from his house came, when he see the Geshe. And he said, the Geshe is well known, learned in Dharma, Gyurpan something, Gomang. Geshe, you know Bodhicitta. Geshe, you know Bodhicitta. Then the Geshe said, wow! Then made big noise. Then Geshe could not continue talking. Because he went huge noise. So then he asked in Nangche, in an offering to Paramahansa Dalai Lama. So he got some of these very learned, very known, so then what Namchi in offering from his own essence, so this. So you have to know that, you have to understand that. So the mindfulness, impermanence, that's so important. If you want practice, how to make practice Dhamma, all that, you have to have impermanence. So like that. The same thing, you see, even in your monastery, studying breaks, there's a subject. But remember impairment, that's important. Then Dharma practice, then subject of mind. Otherwise, it's computer feeding, you know, with a lot of information. So it's like that, you see. So Dharma practice, then difficult to happen. So so then I thought to go through, didn't have time, but even to finish the impairment, didn't have time, but 10 animals jewel. You study here, students who have been studying, you know, the master program, basic master program, Siddhartha. Sorry, basic program. So anyway, so I thought 10 after you started, you know, those big subjects, then I thought to introduce what is Dharma. How to practice Dharma? What is Dharma? The 10 animals. But now, didn't have time, so the general. To that, okay? Yeah. Sorry. I have a room for the students in China. Students in China, that's room. The lungs of the deity, right? So then, I'm as free, purpose of my life is, to free the numberless sentient beings from the oceans of six realms of sufferings and bring them to enlightenment by myself alone. Therefore, I must achieve enlightenment. Therefore, then, Kasvara, I'm going to tell the room of the Kasvara Guya Samaja, Jagra Sambara, Yamataka, okay? Yeah, like that. Past grace, my child. Om Bajra Tik Hung Hung Ve, Om Bajra Tik Hung Hung Ve, Om Bajra Tik Hung Hung Ve, then, I'm sure about the hair of whom, but I can't search them, but the person of whom, whoever saw. I'm sure about the hair of whom, but I can't search them, and so on. I'm the person of whom, whoever saw. I'm sure about the hair of whom, but I can't search them, but the person of whom, whoever saw. I'm sure about the hair of whom, but I can't search them, but the person of whom, whoever saw. And the meta bodhicitta be generated in the mind of all the sentient beings, and the generated bodhicitta will be increased. Okay, Chandra Sanjo Rinpoche, Madeva, 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 Yeah, did all the past, the best of Vita merit to collect by me, the time merit to collect by numberless and they were numberless Buddhas. So, sorry, in 3 times there. Then that which exists in the mere name. May the I who do that, may the I who exists in the mere name. Achieve the Buddhahood which exists in the mere name. Lead all the saints and beings who exist in the mere name. Lead to Buddhahood which exists in the mere name. By myself alone who exists in the mere name. Okay, thank you very much. Okay. Yeah, break.